You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president begins this week. I'm former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, and this week, legal expert Ricky Kleeman joins me on my podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet. We talk about jury selection, the latest trial developments, and legal strategy.
From the defense point of view, for Donald Trump to be signing checks for Michael Cohen, it would have been something usual because Michael Cohen was working for the Trumps.
The episode is out now. Search and follow Stay Tuned with Preet wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
All right, let us say hello to one of the most talked about people in our sport right now, Khatag Pliyev. He competed on Thursday at CFFC 94 in Philadelphia in the co-main event, took on Devin Goodale, and he would go on to lose the fight on the books via TKO in the second round, but not in the way you might think, because it was discovered at the end of round two that, well, he was missing a finger. Absolute scenes, but Khatag is here right now, kind enough to join us this morning after all the craziness went down. Khatag, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing much better. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Trent. Thank you. Bless you.
Of course. First things first, how are you doing? I mean, we saw the photo of the finger getting reattached late last night. How are you doing less than 12 hours after this thing all went down?
Yeah, I'm doing better. I went to the emergency from the fight this morning and had a good doctor there. Her name is Megan Wilson, Dr. Megan Wilson. She attached my finger back. They put it back, sewed back. So it was hanging on the skin. They cut the glove out, took it out and put it back, and now in the cast.
Once it was discovered, this became like the biggest mystery in the history of MMA. Like everybody was scrambling, trying to figure out what happened. And there's been some different theories out there. But are you able to explain what happened? Like, how did this happen in the fight? Do you know?
Well, I have here my coach. My coach with me, he could explain also better about that.
Sure.
But on my, I can say that in round two, my hand got stuck. Hold on. You explain better. I'm going to give to my coach here. His name is Joey,
okay.
Brother.
Okay.
And then we talk. We talk.
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
How you doing?
Good.
And what is your name?
My name is Joey Patterson.
Joey, can you explain what the heck happened? Because everybody is trying to figure this thing out.
First of all, before I explain, I want to let you know that you were just talking to one of the toughest MMA fighters on the planet. This guy's finger was hanging by skin, and he tried to hide it like nothing was going on, so he could continue to fight, because he knew if we went into the third round, he was going to knock this guy out. So what happened was, Haytog got the takedown. Now this is all on film. When Haytog has the takedown, the fighter reaches under and grabs his glove and starts pulling illegally on his glove, and it caused Haytog's finger to lodge. Once the finger lodged, and they came back up to their feet and they started throwing punches. Haytog has a very hard punch. When he threw the punch and the finger was already bent and caught in there, it caused the finger to sever. So the finger didn't completely sever. You know, there's a lot of different speculations out there. Like, oh, he totally lost his finger. The finger was hanging by a thread. It was hanging by the skin, but it was lodged inside the glove. And at that point, he finished the round and he came back and he didn't say anything about it. He kind of almost tried to hide it. And that's when the doctors noticed it and they said, we have to stop it. But what we're going to do is we're going to appeal the decision, because it should be a disqualification. That's what it should be, because you're not allowed to pull on the glove. In MMA, that's a no-no. And if you see the video, even the announcers are saying he has his hand inside of his glove. I mean, he literally hooked inside the glove and was pulling and caused his finger to get lunged in there.
Man, that is unbelievable. So like, what are, like, when you see this, when you realize what is happening as the coach, like, what is going through your mind?
I don't think anyone saw it, even the ref.
No one saw it, but the ref didn't even see it. But when, right, when he came back to the corner, that's when I noticed it. But the number one thing on being a coach is to remain calm no matter what. So when I saw it, I didn't say anything. I just said, it's going to be okay. And the doctors came over and I just told them it's going to be okay. But I'm not impressed by me being calm. I'm more impressed by this guy knowing that his finger is hanging by a thread, and he's more worried about going out there and knocking this guy out for the third round.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Unreal. That's got to make you feel just incredible as a coach, that you are able to coach a guy like this that is willing to literally put everything on the line to get a victory in there. It's wild.
No, it's pretty cool, man. But when you look at his credentials, Olympian, Pan Am Games medalist multiple times, state champion, four-time national champion, Canadian Open champion, 6-1 as a pro boxer. I'm not surprised one bit. And the number one thing that really makes me not surprised to be so tough is his faith in God. That alone seals the deal that he's a very tough individual. I mean, literally, if the doctors did not come over, he was going to go right back out there and finish the fight. And this guy, the fighter, we saw the opponent in the hospital. He was concussed. He didn't even remember the fight.
Yeah, I saw his post-fight interview, and he was like, I can't even explain what happened because he punches so hard, essentially.
Yes.
That's wild. So, well, I appreciate you clearing that up. It was, you know, just a crazy situation. And thank you so much.
Thanks for talking. I'm going to give it back to Haytog and let you talk to him.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
so this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think he did better job, my coach. Yeah,
yeah, fair enough. So, like, when did you notice it? Like, when did you realize it?
Well, right in that scramble, when the guy hooked my glove, I felt my finger snapped in. I felt it snap, and I was keep trying to pull it out, but I couldn't understand. But then I figured the guy was holding my glove and dropping down elbows, and I looked up to the ref and I say, hey, you know, what are you gonna do? He's holding my glove. So then he got us up, and once we got up, I guess I knew the finger got hurt somehow. But I knew if I look at my finger, I'm gonna show weakness to myself, to my opponent, to the ref, and to everyone else. I just know I have to keep fighting. So what I did, but then when the round was done and I sit down and I look at my finger and it was gone, I couldn't see the finger. It was in the glove. And I just thought, I say, man, all this work I put in, all the thing I put in, and I get a missing finger. That's what I thought. Wow. You know, all the work we put, I almost start crying, not for the pain, not for the even finger, but I say, I know I'm not doctor, not going to let me keep fighting. And I put so much. I want to make it to the UFC. It's been my dream, and I've been, you know, a lot happened in my life. And even again, now this thing, I was training, I put a lot of time, and something crazy thing like this happened. So,
before anyone sort of realized what happened and the fight was stopped, how would you grade your performance overall through those first two rounds before everything happened with the finger?
Yeah, I can say that the first round, I started off slow. But the second round, I picked it up. I got him with some good shots. I felt him. I felt him even rock a little bit. And I felt it that the third round, I was going to have the victory. That's what I saw. Even a knockout. But yeah, unfortunately, that's what.
Yeah, it's it was kind of crazy because, I mean, everyone was looking for the finger. Like, they were, like, they were on the PA saying, if anyone sees a finger, can you let us know?
I'm getting so many calls. It's just unreal. From Russia, from Brazil, from Canada, all over. Where is the finger? What happened to your finger? And I haven't been able to respond. So I don't know what to say to this thing. You know, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously you've been competing in combat sports for a long, long time. Like your coach said, an Olympian, Pan Am Games, et cetera. Yeah. And it sucks to lose at anything as fighters. It sucks to lose a fight, losing a finger, I'm sure, or at least almost losing a finger 100%, not the way you drew it up, but you know, you have gotten a lot of attention for this. Like CFFC has gotten maybe more attention probably than it's ever gotten ever because of this whole situation.
Okay, one thing I can say, praise God. The Bible says, whatever happens, happens for a good reason to them that love the Lord. So praise God. Like I say, about what's happening right now that is went viral, that's not in my hands, not in God's hands. I don't know what happened. And if it benefits CFC, the praise God, I met the president, Robert, and I appreciate him putting me there. And, you know, whatever good things come out of it, amen, brother. Now I got to do something with this hand and fix it, and God willing, continue my fighting.
So you seem to be very positive about this situation because, I mean, you're taking a lot of positives from this, from the support, you know, from the viral stuff, people seeing your toughness. Is that accurate? Like you're at least finding some silver linings here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's, I guess it is. I don't like to brag about myself and give myself a credit, but whatever people say, that if it fits there, then it's a good thing. And again, if it benefiting the company or the even the sport of MMA, even the toughness, it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good.
So what are the next like few weeks or so going to be like for you in terms of like recovery and everything?
Well, I did in the Philadelphia hospital, they saw it back. So I get a refer for to see a hand specialist in Cincinnati. Once we get there, I'm going to see, and I don't know if I need to do surgery or physiotherapy. We'll see. Probably maybe need to do another surgery. And we go from there. Whatever, physiotherapy, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, but it should be okay. It's just a finger. And he's back in place.
Okay, coach, it's just a finger.
Yeah.
So there's optimism, at least, that you can get back to full use of everything?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. I have all kind of injury on my body. And every time I recover, it's just, again, the you know, I wanted a different result, you know, to get a victory and to possibly sign with the UFC or get a title fight. But it happened this way, so... And it got a big attention. So we'll see what the good things will come out of this one. We'll
I mean, especially at this point, like once you get to that level, it's going to mean a whole lot more, right? After going through all this.
Yeah, man. We'll see.
Yeah. Last thing, I appreciate you giving me some time this morning. What do you think is going to be the biggest takeaway from this whole experience, Katag? Like you hear win or learn all the time. It's like a cliche thing we say in MMA. This is not something that happens every day in our sport, and it happened to you. So what do you take away from this experience more than anything else?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure yet. Like you say, it just went so viral so quickly. I don't know yet, you know, either to take, oh, I'm so tough, you know, with the finger. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the good things is going to come out of this. I don't know right now what, you know, I'm hoping we get in the UFC. That's my hope, brother.
I know everyone's trying to call you and get in touch with you. What do you want to say to everybody right now? If they're watching this right now, which I'm sure hopefully a lot of people will be, what do you want to say to everybody right now?
Yeah, what I want to say that I appreciate everybody's prayers and thoughts and worry about me and comments and sending me messages. I really appreciate it. It's just, I thank everyone and I love everyone and I bless everyone in Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior. That's, if I would wish anyone anything, any good thing, that would be it, that to get to know Jesus Christ, because he loves you and he's coming back soon, and give your life to him and you will gain life, because I gave my life to him and I gained life. Regardless I lose or what and broke my finger or not, I have eternal life. And also I'm blessing you, brother, that you in Jesus' name be saved, brother. That's what I wish.
I appreciate that so much, Katag. All the best to you in recovery. I appreciate you giving me the time, and you know, rooting for you, my man. Hopefully we recover, recover, heal, and we see you in the UFC sooner rather than later, my man.
Amen, brother. And thank you for calling me. Thank you for checking on me. And also, let me know where we could watch this video. If you will, send me a link.
You got it, my man. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.